Amen. So let's open up in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you, Lord, that we are excited to have the newness in life, Lord. Lord, we still have so much to learn and so much to know about you, Lord Jesus. So tonight, Lord, may we just walk out of here with a little bit more insight, a little more hope, a little more knowledge of who you really are in our lives and how you are fighting those battles for us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, if Satan walked in here in any way, shape, or form to kill, steal, rob, pervert, or destroy any of our mindsets tonight, Lord, will you and you alone use your power to put him out of this building? So, Holy Spirit, do what only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, you know, the excitement that we have for Jesus, I'm 14 years in recovery. I'm an ex-con, 97 when I got out of the penitentiary, and now I go back into the penitentiaries. I go back into the penitentiaries because, see, I understand that life. I understand what it's really like to spend 12 and a half years as a number. I understand what it's really like to have no hope. So this last weekend, I was up in Cleveland area, and we got blessed to go into Lorain Correctional and another one or two. And when 529, something of that nature, over 500 commitments to Jesus Christ, that's the power of the Holy Ghost. 200 and something of those were brand new first-time commitments to Christ. But we get to do that. That's our job. That's our privilege. For me, that's my excitement. That's what gives me the passion to keep moving on. So I challenge you, what is your goal? What is your calling? You didn't go through what you went through for nothing. You went through with what you went through, and you have a purpose. But see, Satan wants to snatch you back. That's his job. But see, we're no longer have to be employed by Satan. We now can be employed by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, the one that is the rewarder, the one that is the healer, the one that can set the hearts free. But we have a choice. In the book of Romans, chapter 6, it says, "Don't you realize that you become a slave of whatever you choose to obey?" You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. We've been slaves to addiction long enough. My brother paying three different facilities today because, see, they had control over him. Some of our friends, when I see them walk in here, they're monitored. You're paying somebody to be in control of your life. He paid the ultimate price for your life. He died for you. Why do we feel we have to continue to go backwards to the vomit? We don't. But we have to know the answer. The answer ain't in the drugs and alcohol, family. Two nights ago, Thursday night, I think it was, sitting on the couch, and you hear, bap, bap, bap. I live by the hood. I know what that sound is. But we don't even jump anymore? Is it that normal that those gunshots go off and you don't even tell the kid hit the floor no more? You open the door and there's 8,300 police out there and a dog. That's what the world is doing now. But see, when God and us walk off that porch, they say, "Chaplain, hey, Donnie, will you come and pray for us? Will you pray for us?" Because, see, I'm not moving myself out of that situation. I removed my heart out of that situation. I'm no longer a gangbanger by trade. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And I will stay where I'm planted to bring the glory of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what we do. You were not put on this earth to be a number. You were not put on this earth to keep paying your community corrections fees. You were not on this thing to keep going up there in the jungle box going, I admit. You are a child of God. When are you going to accept it? Hopefully it's now. And for those of you that are, keep encouraging yourself. How? Right here. Right here. Making a difference in other people's lives. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. But it says right here, you can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Tells me one thing. I got a choice. I ain't that person people said I was. You ain't that person people say you was. But do you believe it? Do you look in the mirror nowadays? I used to be able to look at the mirror and shave and brush my gaiters and never lay an eyeball at that reflection. Never look at myself in the mirror. Today? Put a little shaving cream on and me and God have a conversation. How you doing, Lord? What's this day like? I will look at myself in the mirror because see, when you're looking in that mirror, you're looking back into the eyes of Jesus. And if you don't believe me, think about it. He says, I give you the Holy Spirit that lives within you. So who do you think looking back at you now? Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Can you lie to God? If you can, you're lying to yourself. And the Spirit ain't within you. Thank God you were once slaves of sin. But now, you wholeheartedly, compound word, whole, that means you all in, heartedly obey the teachings which have, the teachings we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin and you become slaves to righteous living. I'll work for Jesus all day long. Because see, I'm a director of my brothers down here, but that's a word. These are my family. The money I make hanging out with these dudes right here sucks. I'm telling my boss it sucks. But see, you ready? The retirement plans out of this world. They mean more to me than people have ever in my life. They have become brothers to me of different mothers, but the same daddy. His name is Jesus Christ. Many of you in this room make an impact in your neighborhoods. I ain't even going to throw you under the bus, but I rolled with your brother. I rolled with your brother. I know what the world will do to us, but we can't be of the world. We got to be of Jesus Christ. Five things. Your character. Your character is who you are by yourself. Your character is who you are by yourself. Your competency. You say you're going to show up at work at 6 a.m., get there at 5:55. You get off at 3 o'clock, stay to 3:10 if they need you. It's your competency. You're called. You're called somewhere. Smoking or non-smoking. You got a call. Your integrity. Do people believe in what you say now? My wife won't wear spandex and ask me how they look. Well, she could, but I'll be brutally honest. Be brutally honest. Put a shirt, cover that up. Whatever it takes. And your respect. Are you respecting the court system right now? You're part of it. You know what it means when Judge Davis gets a letter inspiring her because she sentenced you to community corrections and you made it? She go up that place and she'll, oh, here's your little certificate. No, that woman would love a letter from you. Saying, you changed my life. You made a difference in my life. You pulled me out of my vomit. I hated it. But look at what you created. A person that is able to acknowledge Jesus Christ. And your respect. Ladies, you got to respect yourself. If they ain't going to put no ring on your finger, there was this song, put a ring on every finger, just put one on your left hand and have the respect for yourself. You dudes, you used to think you'd tuck a buck and do all that jumping and hump. Or, sorry, Lord. Woo! He catches me a lot these days, a little quicker. I ain't what them women were for. What if you had a daughter? I got three of them. I got three of them. Respect. Because see, people, when we walk out of that exit sign right there, I say this every time, that should say entrance. That's where the battle is. This is an hour of freedom. Hour of freedom. But what did you do with the other 23 hours today? Did you acknowledge the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Did you pursue Him unwaveringly? In Romans 8, 12, it says, therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. You don't have to obligate that. I asked my mentor, I said, dude, I'm having dreams, man. I just have these, I just think I'm getting high again, dude, blah, 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 whatever it was. And I said, when will that ever stop? Son, let me tell you this. That's how he talks. It may never. I said, what? He said, you ever heard about this dude named Paul? Had a thorn in his side. And he cried out, God, remove this from me. And God stated, my grace is sufficient for you. I learned to accept him. I didn't have to respond to him. I didn't get up and go chase the dope man down. And I only had to go two houses down. I acknowledged what it was. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. Let me read that one more time because there's someone here who needs to hear this. Romans chapter 8, verse 12. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. Verse 13. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. How many times you sit up there in the holding cell and say, why did I do this again? How many times did they set your butt down and you say it again? I don't want to. How did I get here? You made a choice. Today you chose to come to faith-based mentoring because you know there's somebody calling you. And this one don't want nothing from you except all of you. See, you got to either step all the way into him or you got to step all the way out of him. Because his word says in Revelations, if you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. He would much more... You just deny him. Say, no, I got this, God. I got this. He'll respect that. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you ready? You will live. You'll live. I don't want to live like I got right now. I said, suck it up, buttercup. It gets better. It gets better. These brothers right here will tell you, I know other brothers sitting around here. Chris, I know Danny. Greg, wake up back there, dude. No. Just messing with Greg. I love Greg. They will tell you, stay in it. When it's hard to stay in it, guess what? That means you're about to make a better step. Because when it gets easy, look out. Look out. Have you ever heard in Florida, they have hurricanes? And when they say a hurricane, clear out there on the ocean, they start preparing for a hurricane. You'll hear it week off. Hey, Hurricane Sarah. Why do they always name them women? I don't know, but we know. Just kidding, great ladies. They'll name it. 6 days later, they'll start telling you what the wind pressure is in. And in Florida, man, they go into Menards, they go into Home Depot, they're getting stuff and they're boarding it up because it's coming. It's coming. 3 days into it, dude, all the water's off the shelves. There ain't no candles no more. Batteries are done, but it's coming. It's on its way. The day it's supposed to hit, it's a blue sky. Ain't coming. It dissipated. It took a shot down to Louisiana. It missed Florida. But see, they prepared for that hurricane. But see, are you prepared for the tornado? That'll wipe you out in a heartbeat. Just out of the middle of nowhere. Wham! Take you out. You better look at your relationship like that. You can think, oh, I got all the time in the world. I can prepare for eternity. I can do this a little at a time. I could be half-stepping it. But what if you don't make it? You better be prepared like the tornado hitting you. Every day on your face, first thing in the morning. Every day reading the Word of God. Every day acknowledging your family. Every day acknowledging Jesus and His passion and what He has for us. Because, see, we can go out here right now, get down here on the corner in New Haven and whatever we're at, go to pull out and some knucklehead take you out. Take you out. You're done. I just sat there a few nights ago and heard bap, bap, bap. One of those could have come through the window and took us out. You got to be ready. It ain't a joke. Got to be ready for the tornado, family. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. But do you believe it? Do you believe it? I love watching these guys grow. I've watched you grow. How did it feel when you went back? Just quick synopsis. There you go. But see, here's the deal. Why do I call Kyle out? I've known Kyle for a while. Here's what. He's alive. He got another shot at it. He got another shot at it. Last year, I buried 18 dopers. 18. 16 of them used to come out to the same ministry I do every Sunday night. I made it. I'm doing good. Next day, we're doing their eulogy. Kyle made it. Met my brother right here. Same thing. Same identical thing. Made it. Doing great, but decided he had one more in him. Now look at him. Healthy. Loving Jesus. Paying his fines. Doing what he's got to do. Why? Because he made a relationship with Jesus Christ. Where are you at? Are you done playing? I am. I'm going home tonight and I get to sleep next to my girl. She says it smells so much better than them blocks. Them blocks that had dirty socks. You know what I mean? I was tired of sleeping with next to dudes. I'm straight. I know where I'm going to lay my head down tonight. Unless God says, hey, I'm going to send a truck, take you out on New Haven Avenue, but go home. Glory, come to my eulogy. Because they'll say, dude, he got hit by that guy. Not he died because he got one more in him. Woo! Oh, I got hours. Jesus loves me, this I know. Don't worry, I ain't going to sing. So, here we go. In verse 15 of chapter 8 of the book of Romans. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Got that? You're not a slave to Jesus. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Woo! How do you become His own children? You accept Him as your Father. I'm not a stepdaddy in this world. I'm a daddy that stepped up. I had two precious little kids that came with my wife. I just married my 25-year-old daughter off as her daddy. She didn't even invite that biological guy. I almost said something else, that dude. My son went all the way down to somewhere in some Clifty Falls or something, and I got to marry him off. But did you notice I never said my stepson? How much more is he to us? We ain't his stepkids. We are his children. When you gonna learn that? Today. Today is your day. And for those that know it, keep doing it. Because this is just for the one. God left 99 for one. There's one of you that need this. Instead, you have received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. For his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are heirs. We're heirs. Dude, if my real biological mama is what I'm getting my restitution from, or whatever they call that stuff when they die, I'm poor. She ain't got no inheritance for me. She ain't gonna save me for eternity. There might be $100. But this dude, I get to be an heir to his throne. So in my little feeble sixth grade educated mind, that means there must be a kingdom up there. There must be a mansion. I got an heir to his throne? Wow. Think of that. Just think of that. We get this beautiful inheritance from him. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. Woo! If that don't excite you, dude, you better check your pulse. You better check your pulse. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering. Are you ready to suffer for Jesus? Because if you think all this that I'm saying is going to make everything good, you're wrong. But it makes it great. Because see, as gold is refined in a fire, so are we refined in him. They heat it up so hot that the impurities come to the top of gold and they got to scrape it. Then they heat it up again, and we got to scrape it again. That's what God's doing in us, through us, and for us. Because, see, you have a purpose. The pain will only be temporary, but the gain will be eternal. Amen? Amen? Amen. I'm going to wrap it up with this. You know when a pastor says they're going to wrap it up with this, it's only another hour. Isaiah 63, verse 9. So we'll go from the New Testament to the Old Testament just so we understand the significance of his word. 63, verse 9. In all their suffering, you ready? He also suffered. So if you think you're suffering alone and God ain't with you, it's right here. He's with you. And he personally, our God, rescued them. He rescues us. In his love and mercy, he redeemed us. He lifted them up and carried them through all the years. Let God carry you. That footprints in the sand, it's so everybody knows it. There's only one set of footprints through there. It's when he's carrying you through this season right now. It's when he's carrying you through this season right now. So before we wrap up, I want to ask you, do you know Jesus? Is tonight the night that you need to rededicate your life to Jesus? Is tonight the night that you need to know Jesus? Or do you just think of him as the Marvel comic book? Or do you believe in his marvelous book? So, I just feel led to do this. I call it the ABCs of salvation. We admit we're sinners. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We believe that he came to this earth for us. We believe he was beaten for our sins and nailed to a cross for us. We believe that he was taken off that cross and laid in a tomb for us. 3 days later, he rose again from that tomb for us. And we choose to walk out that entrance, living for Jesus, because he did it for us. So I'm just going to ask, all heads bowed, if you want to repeat this prayer with me. God said, if you're ashamed of me, I will deal with you later. But if you need to rededicate your life or say this for the first time, just say this prayer after me, and we'll let God do the rest. Father God in heaven, I admit I'm a sinner. I believe you came down for heaven for me. I believe, Father God, that you took my sins to that cross. I believe, Father God, you were laid in a tomb for my sins. I believe, Father God, 3 days later you arose for my sins. And today, Father God, I choose to live for you from this day forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All I can say is, you know what, when the final bell sounds, we're all going to heaven together. Will it be perfect? Absolutely not. But when in doubt, pray it out. Because now you have accepted Jesus. You're his. No one can snatch you away. Thank you very much. Have a good night.